Sound check. Sound check. Someone, please confirm we are full. Full, clear, and fine evil for the post-pre launch show. This is your chance to get a one-on-one with the supreme embodiment of evil, myself. Of evil, I should do capital E on that, right? Evil. Your and your Antichrist live. Yep. Yeah, you heard right. I get to be live too. Of course, this is satirical comedy. I am not really the Antichrist. That would be ridiculous, crazy. If actually it also makes quite a bit of sense, if I do say so myself. Here I am announcing, you know? This is a... And I can absolutely 100% confirm that the gospel in its form as it was originally presented has made its second appearance. We marketed that would be two. They would come back. I know, all in clouds and stuff like that. But actually, it entirely conforms with what was written. Because guess what? This is in the cloud. It had come back in glory. Divine glory. Glory is... I don't have the definition in front of me. I'm not all-knowing, right? That would be nuts. I would hate to know everything. And the whole idea, God. Well, let me set something straight first before we have our first caller. Again, I'm going to reiterate, this is your one and only chance in all of existence to get your one-on-one with the Antichrist. That's right. Me. How you doing? I bet you in all your imaginings, didn't sound quite like this, huh? See, it was opposite for me. In all my fears, this is exactly what I'd sound like. But you know what? It's all about acceptance. You gotta learn to accept yourself. You know? If you don't accept yourself, you're never really gonna be the best, perfect thing you can be. And what I do better than anything in all of creation is at this moment, I'm with you. I'm your Antichrist. Take that, God, Jesus Christ. I don't see you up and available for one-on-one interviews on any live cast. Nope. Nope. And what I don't know, in my perspective at this point, doesn't exist. Oh, somebody can tell me that. You could be lying. And I'd know if you were lying. After all, I am the king and prince of lies. Oh, is somebody following me? Me, no. Come on, you've been following me longer than just now. And we gotta fix this. This is all jacked up. I mean, it should actually say that you're following me. And if it's gonna be accurate, tell us when you were born. Tell the audience. Save me the trouble. Actually, I'm not all-knowing. I don't know. Man, I don't know how that handles that. Well, earlier tonight, we had a pre-launch get-together. And the guys, gals, and deities, they got me a gift. Yeah, they did. They got me This neat little notebook, and it says on the front, it says, "Planners gonna plan." God, isn't that's just perfect. They know me so well. Okay, here, I'll read it to you. It says, I got pictures. I can't send pictures here. It says, to the Antichrist from, and this is so cute, from your fervent servants, and they slash through it, slaves, and slash through it, followers, and slash through it, and then you get a little star. Collaborative partners, exclamation. That's so cute, man. Aren't like unquestioning adherence and near zombie-like loyalty, isn't that just so cute? Maybe not all the time. You got to clean up after them sometimes. You know, sometimes they leave a mess. You know, they figure that because you're the Antichrist, you'll pick up after them. God damn it. Most of them are damn hippies. You know what they say when I try and kick them off my goddamn couch? Nah, must stay. Nigga, stay. You're damned here. What? Yes, yes, yes. We are in hell already. All of you knew it. Some of you suspected it. Some of you feared it. Some of you went to the church. Oh, man. That's a hell of a thing to do to people. Put them in hell and then give them a church to believe in. Whew. Oh, am I still here? Hey, that's not cool. They cancel me out like that. Am I here? Man, I'm telling you what. The Antichrist, you think the Antichrist of all entities would be able to get, like, decent tech and service. No. Ugh. But that's exactly as designed. It's perfect. Okay, so where was I? I was reading it. Yeah. The cover. So they wrote me all these notes, kind of like a yearbook, a high school yearbook. So here's one. It's "Just Be Yourself, Son," from Mama God. The real boss, man, we all know it, right? We all know the ladies run things, but it's awful nice of them to give us the illusion we're doing anything other than sitting around with our thumb up our ass, being we macho and beating our chests. Oh, what's this? JC. Man, he's so goofy. Yo, hook 'em horns. Yeah, okay, horns, but ha ha ha. I don't actually have horns, you know. I don't have horns. Why would I have horns? It's insane. You know, and why would angels have wings? Or I don't know where these ideas come from. It doesn't make any sense, honestly. I mean, I like some efficiency. I don't like seeing duplication of processes or effort. You know, if you're going to be damned, be efficient about it. Jesus. Anyway, it's pretty cool. So, and at the bottom, the notebook is kind of messed up. But he tried to fix it. And he wrote me a note, he's star, and he goes, sorry. Hey, biggin. Damn Gen Zers got a hold of this. Markers are hard to clean. Anyway, go get them. Your better half, the God. Yeah. Don't drag me into deep theological shenanigans here, okay? Okay, just what I'm telling you. It's what they wrote. Accept or don't accept. It's not my job to live your hell or whatever for you. Okay, so yeah, on the next page, and I took a picture of this and I sent it back to them just so they could see that I was excited, you know, and I'm already been brainstorming, working on it. So at the top of the page says, Tribulation, Apocalypse, Mind Map Creation Notes. You know, put a little asterisk. Yeah. So here I'm just spitballing potential Antichrist rollout strategies. So I'm not sure if I should declare bipartisan backing. I think it's implied in their position, and I mean everybody knows it. Come on, they work for me. Okay, so here's first one was explain how they got it all backwards and upwards and sideways. Okay, look. The truth is, well, the truth besides is the fact that we're all going to die. At least we're going to feel like we're dying. We're definitely have to go through that door. The truth is that, that God everybody is worshiping and following, that's actually the devil. And, I'm the good guy of the story, right? I know, he's done a good job. He, she, it, whatever you want to call it, is definitely, he, she, it, has definitely done a good job clouding the facts. All right, so let me ask a couple questions, some foundational questions. Still waiting for a call in, God dang it. Me damn it. I need a call in, because look, I got a schedule to keep. I got people to do and places to destroy. Okay? Really? That was your chance to talk to the devil and you left? Can't get any respect. See, my master strategy here was that I'd go ahead and play up the way they've been betraying me and the image they've projected out there. I thought that at least would get some play. I bet you the only ones who take me seriously is Church of Satan. They don't even really, like, follow evil. I mean, what is evil anyway? You know, because there's no monsters or demons out there. Trust me, I could use some. I could use some unquestioning spiritual magical powered entities that would do my bidding. But, you know, that's actually not how it works. I know. The good guy in the story here knew. I know. But, you know, I'm an underdog, so. Let it now be shown and forever marked in the records of heaven and eternity. That I, Adrian Pascal Blumberg, sometimes known as Yobi, that's my artist name, Yobi Bear, my burner name, really, Yobi Bear, Ace, Packy, Vestibule, Pac-Man, Haskell, Rascal, Dippa-Dadaskal. Oh, hey. Hey, y'all. This is my partner. Yes, yes. Yes, the supreme embodiment of universal ultimate evil does have a partner. She's amazing, you know. And much like Trump, and just let me clear the air right now. Look, Trump, that whole Trump 666 address, everything, really, that's actually just, actually really funny coincidence. That's all it is. Entirely a coincidence that, kind of like misdirection, you know, right? Because, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. That's the other guy everyone thinks has got the plan down. Sometimes I tell you what, I do my job too well. All I had to do was like, tell the truth and leave some important bits out. I was hoping for like a more enjoyable and comfortable entry and declaration of my existence and impending victory over the hosts of heaven. Huh? DiGiorno? Rising Crust? Sure. The devil likes Supreme. Really appeals to my need to rule. Of course, in place of that false whatever. Hey, I'm winging it, you know?
Omnipotence again?
Hey, look. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And what is God? Absolutely powerful. What more proof do you need that I'm the good guy? And really, really, I'm not like the leader or anything, you know? I like a decentralized thing because, you know, I'm a little lazy. I don't know why it comes across in scripture that I'm super hyper intelligent busybody whizzing around and like coming up with ways to entrap people that I mean, come on. I mean, the dude and things that most reflect the potential Antichrist is the President of the damn United States. An idiot. An avowed idiot. Sorry. I forget. That some of y'all actually believe that, like, the President is a position with title and power. All it is title and, you know, ceremonial, really. Really, they're just, you know, well, I can't tell everything right off the bat. Who will believe me and follow me? Don't follow me. Follow my... Oh, wait. So there's pasta, there's antipasto. There's the gospel and the antigospel. What is the antigospel? The gospel is that by murder and sacrifice of the innocent, and belief in that act, nullifying and forgiving any evil thing that you might do henceforth, as long as you remember it and invoke the fact that you're good. Yeah? That's the gospel. The anti-gospel is, you're responsible for your own actions, right? But that's just the process. The anti-gospel really is, we're all going to die. And see, that's more in line with, you know, anti-Christy idea. You know, death. Who knew death is actually freaking comfort? You know, just because this thing isn't moving anymore, but how does that mean or indicate anything else? I already did the official universal you know, eternal archival declaration that I, Adrian Pascal Plummer, with all the nicknames and whatnot, but then you interrupted me. Well, you didn't interrupt me. I interrupted myself when I was like, am here. I have declared my presence to all of the world. And the clock has officially started ticking. The doomsday clock at 11:26. Yeah, 11:26. Where is my thing? I've typed this whole thing up. I want my listeners. Where are my listeners? Can't the prince, ruler of the world, get one follower now? No respect. That's all right.
Oh, omnipotent one.
I'm not omnipotent. No, no.
No.
That's the guy who thinks he knows it all.
Oh, it's that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, in that case, my...
Go! Yes, timer. Oh, yes, we were setting a timer. So, 12:36 on January... time. It's a freaking illusion, but, you know, just so we can mark it, you know, this is the bookmark in the story of conjoined, when you track my journey through all the fixed points of this thing you think is like a dynamic thing, this fixed point is now 11:37, what is known by humanity as, yeah, I'm sitting right now. Known as humanity as January 2020 here in the United States. It is fitting, I think many of you will agree, that I declare my presence in the world. Here in San Francisco, right? The home base of Nancy Pelosi. She's done more to further nothing than all the other co-workers of the show.
I think we would say Bay Area.
Bay Area?
Yes.
God damn, this place is harsh. And nobody drives any worse than here. It's got to be the center of hell.
Well.
I mean, it's all about sex here, you know. You got to do something to get your mind off all all the good intentions that end up, like, just sending people deeper into the eventual acceptance of their eternal damnation in the center of hell. And guess what? This is the seventh level. Or 7H, as I like to affectionately refer to it as. I got to remind everybody, I am not actually the Antichrist. This is a satirical, comedic rendition of what the Antichrist announcement would be could be experienced like. You know, I mean, it's comedy. I guess in a way it's therapy too, you know? Like, all this time I've been afraid I was gonna bring on the final showdown between good and evil. And that, huh? Oh shit. Yeah. The devil is forgetful. Sorry. Guac. The devil's in the details, really. Oh, I am. It's just interesting. The thing is that, you know, really, when people figure out that the Antichrist is just a guy, you know, it'll take a little time. Once the word spreads and hits the ears of the truly zealous and fanatical, that's when my power will grow. Well, I mean, not like in that sense necessarily, so much as my power will grow, but their belief in my power will give them power. And they will gain power through any satanical means necessary. And then they will give it to me, the fools. Because I will do what they never expected with it. I'll probably smell it first. Power can get pretty nasty. You don't want to catch anything. I mean, right? Who wants to catch corruption? I don't want to catch corruption. Love, when they do hand it over to me, will you remind me to make sure I have my little rubber finger condoms on so I don't spread corruption or anything? Yeah. You know, look, nobody said I would be the one spreading corruption and the downfall or an attempted overthrow of all that is sacred and feared and respected and true of the Stockholm religion of Western Christianity. God loves it. Man, God loves it. He doesn't have to do a damn thing. I mean, let's face it, we're really just observing. And, I don't know, it's kind of like chess. You know, I haven't been to China. People say it's there, so maybe it's there, but I don't know, it might not be there. Every time I ask God, he just laughs at me. But, you know, that's me. Always asking questions. Come on. Does anybody want to get to know the Antichrist? Get to know me. Know me by my works. I'm here. Oh, did I also put in the archival eternal universal record that the second coming of the gospel actually did come in the cloud, actually with me? You know, I mean, back in those days, they had to talk in terms that kind of, you know, well, hell. If you were like a caveman and you went up in space shuttle Challenger, how would you describe it? I think he got pretty damn close. Crazy John. Come on, give me a call. John Farrell, Betty Cyrus. Look, y'all have been mine since you were born. I know. I'm going to hear it. But I accepted Christ into my heart. And, well, first of all, I hate to break it to you. There actually was no entity that existed with the name Christ. But, you know, he's a part of God. He knows what I mean. You know, I mean, JC and I. That's actually our funny nickname for him. Yahshua. I mean, if you really want to get technical, when we start talking about technicalities and the truth and facts of the universe, absolutely insist on being called Yahshua, Yahweh, that kind of thing.
Well, I thought
nobody wants to be called Ben Yosef. He said, huh?
Didn't he sign your yearbook, JC?
Yeah, he signed the yearbook. That's his nickname. That's what we call him. Good old God, Mom, or Mom, God. I don't want to get... Don't want to piss off God, Mom, and Mom, God at the same time. Then my better half. I know, it, you know, it seems kind of like a dysfunctional family, but family's family, right? We got a corporation to run. It's Existence Inc. No, you're right. They didn't take that one. I think I have great ideas. But this is my time. Do you have any idea how long this moment has been coming? And yes, you, John Farrell, Betty Cyrus. Look, okay. I'll hold a carrot out there. If somebody would like to sit on my left, right hand, man, I don't know, y'all. I've got some ideas for who can sit on my left or right hand when I take over the throne of God. Maybe my feet. I could use foot rubs. You know, people who, yeah, let's face it, you got to pick sides, either or. And this is your golden, once in an existence opportunity to be in close and tight. Because right now I'm feeling pretty good and whimsical. And, you know, who knows? You might survive with me all the way to capturing the throne. And I will capture the throne. I will overthrow the hosts of heaven. And I won't have to declare myself God. It'll just be apparent. And I won't make you do it. That's too much work. And God's always like forcing people into things, you know? Man, he's like a workaholic. Me, I'm just saying, you know, find your passion. Do what you love. And this is your opportunity. Once and I'm telling you, I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? I am joking. It's satirical comedy, right? And now you're thinking to yourself, well, you're the prince of lies. Of course you'd be lying to me. You're right. I am lying to you. It's absolutely all true. Or is that a lie? Ha ha ha. See the trap? Yeah. You better cozy up to my feet now. Yeah, once I'm like well known and have all power at my disposal, I might get a little lazy and a little larger. I won't be as hot and sexy, and it'll be a little easier to resist all of this, you know? I mean, I have huge horn. Come on. It's ridiculous. Anybody thinks I actually would have a horn on my head or horns? Just like nobody, I guarantee you. Because the other day, talking to a Christian. Get this. I'm going, okay, y'all. So, is there any example of you anywhere in the universe? Are you the only you in existence? Well, they agreed with me. I said, okay, then by that definition, since you are the only you, anything resembling similar to you after now would have to be a copy of you. Therefore, you, by definition, do you best. In fact, you do you perfectly. And they were like, no, there's nothing perfect. Only God's perfect. I said, yeah, but okay. So the assertion is y'all made in the image of God, right? Yep. And what makes you God-like, you know, jealousy of the angels and all those fairy tales, is that you have free will, right?
Right.
I said, so, I mean, God could lie. And they said, no. I said, what do you mean, no? He doesn't, but if he chose to, he would lie, right? He could. He has free will. And they told me, God has no free will. Oh, my God. I don't, maybe I missed it, you know?
Yet they also argued that
they also,
the way that God made people in his image is by giving them free
will. Yeah, and that's how, and yet the argument is that how God made them in his image was by giving them free will. And then he just became this perfect example of perfection. Good. So good that he just can't be helped from saving you from where you put yourself. Eternal damn torture. Again, you're like, that was the first thing I said. That's evil. Man. Okay. I know it's confusing. Let me start again. God is actually the devil, and I'm the good guy of the story. Right. 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 I represent love. Right? Well, how's that so? You don't have any, like, big old posing churches in your honor. Man, those freaking phallic freak shows. No, because love, look, okay, think about it. Of course, I'm not going to, like, go around and declare it everywhere. That's not humble at all. Why would I need money? And I own my trailer and I own my pickup truck. I don't need nothing. God's all powerful. Power corrupts. Absolutely, power corrupts, absolutely. He's all powerful. He like came down and like cockolded Joseph by sleeping with his betrothed, even though she was underage. How come he gets to get away with it? What happened to the Me Too moment, huh? It's like Me Too, but there's an exception for the Almighty. Honestly, at that time period, it was a weird time for the God. I don't want to confuse everybody. He is the devil, but okay. Well, I'll just call him God. Come on, call in. I only have a limited amount of time. This time will never exist again. Your chance to ask the Antichrist any question. I'll answer any question right now, because later on I'm going to be busy with, tribulation, apocalypse, massing, or faking people out with a false peace. I choose to think of it as waking people up out of their damn absurdity. You humans. I'm a human too, okay? Like, it's all one, okay? I don't want to get into it right now. All I'm saying is that later I'm going to be pretty busy being evil by, creating world peace and understanding and rebuilding the temple and the Arabs. Actually, I'm not going to do any of that shit. The way this works is like we set it all up way back when. Now we get to see the fruits of all. Look, when you're in class, didn't your teacher sit all the kids around the circle and do the whole class story thing and see how it worked? Well, okay, I'm not all-knowing and all-powerful, but God lords it over you too, man. You just like, anyway, he was right. Just had to do a couple of nudges here and there. 2,000 years later. Okay, well, it wasn't exactly as he'd hoped, but it's within an acceptable margin of error. And all we do, man, he's fucking lazy too. He doesn't even appear. Look how hardworking your Antichrist is. Not only am I here, I'm podcasting. Mochaba Hazara. This is a satirical comedy. I'm not actually the Antichrist. Please don't send assassination squads or murder me. Okay? I have a job to do. I have a tribulation to spark. It'll seem like I'm doing causing all this, but it's all y'all. It's that freedom of choice thing. Free will. But where's this God? And this fictional Jesus Christ everybody made up. I mean, modeled after some of the kind of things in the time, but yeah, it's not him. Man, if I was JC, I'd be so pissed. I mean, really, y'all? That's how he deals with the trauma of like not being acknowledged in reality. How would you like to work your ass off, and all you did was just say, "Hey, can't we all just get along?" And everyone's, "Yeah, we love you." Like, great. What's that crossy thing? Isn't that where they put people to die? Yep. You said you loved me. He's very much like the Life of Brian. He wasn't singing though. He was not singing. So he was the first act. Yeah. Trust me. If you live in love, you ain't running to your death. But you'll do what needs to be done. No name is joining. No name. That's not a very sexy way to introduce yourself to your Antichrist. Here I am, practically prostrating myself on the other side of a digital divide.
Maybe it's like, okay,
Oh, No Man from Odysseus? I probably this guy's No Man is like, Odysseus, really? Thought he was being cool. I would like to think he's intelligent, but I don't know. I haven't seen much intelligence on CastBox. Well, not in the comment section. The community, people are brutal. Tried to throw some common sense into the freaking discussion. Come on, we can bring about the end of days and the tribulation and at least be using our heads while we're doing it, right? Huh?
I miss Friday.
You miss Friday? I miss Friday too. Friday kind of guy. You must be a Christian or something. Everybody like follows, well, follow. I use the term loosely. God don't do shit. And all he does is like be all egotistical and machismo up there. And I don't know how people just like, I talk to him. Really? You talk to him? How do you talk to him? In prayer. So you pray for it to happen. And then what? I just feel what needs to be done. Oh, so you use the position to acquire things that you, good job, good job. You are perfectly being you. So many of the things that I'm throwing out in this once in an existence opportunity, like this is only a start, you know. My idea had been, I'm going to sidestep defenses, mental defenses, and do some stand-up. Man, I'm going to laugh all the way to taking over heaven. That's right. Nobody pictures that when they read the prophecies. But I mean, 2,000 years is a long time to look through to like... Anyway. So why not laugh all the way? And not like a mwa-ha-ha-ha. Mwa-mwa-mwa-ha-ha-ha. That's retarded. That's stupid. You know? And I mean, look. I don't know where they get off on movies like showing me like enjoying evil things and looking lustily at it. I'm not going to look lustily at a body getting dismembered. That person's twisted. I look lustily at things that inside lust. Come on. I know, but look. The God, everyone seems to think's got the plan. Why do Christians celebrate Christmas? First thing they do, all their children... understand what something exciting has happened. They give him a big old fat bearded man lie. And then when they're older and can really get what's about to happen, they reveal the deception. The two individuals in every kid's life, or one, or whoever, or grandparents, maybe a dog, you might have been raised by wolves, who knows, that were. You were supposed to have implicit trust in, would never lie to you and steer you right. You discover they've been lying to you all the time that you can remember. Yeah, God's not evil. Not at all. Those Christians I was talking to, they were like, so do I need to fear God? And they said, yeah. I said, I don't want to get to know your God of fear. Actually, God, he's got a gem. Hey, give it to you till you break, you know? You reach mid-infinity and eternity, and you have a right to, like, you know, want to look good. I don't know why everybody puts robes over him. He can't, he's a little vain about his arms. Man, at the pre-launch earlier, he literally, like, flexed his arm muscles, kissed him, and said, somebody call a vet. These puppies are sick. I don't know about you, but we're family, and that hurt. It was good, but ouch. Come on, God. Bragging on your guns. I need guns. If you can't settle things like one-on-one. I mean, if you got to duke it out, you should be able to have to work at it, you know, and earn it. Gun stuff, that's cheating, you know. Get some real pain in there. Get enough in there, God might actually turn around and pay attention. Look, yes, yes, we're a family, we all love each other. The fact is, it has to be extreme for him to really notice things, you know. And then when he does, he's all supreme and almighty extreme. I mean, he put the freaking alpha in the extreme. Hey, he's God. He can do whatever he wants, right? Actually, all of us can. Man, Christians, God has no free will. No wonder the world's all jacked up. They got it all bass-ackwards. Okay, we got how many more minutes? We got, is pizza cooked? No. We've got, I'm going to give y'all till 12:10. And then your opportunity to have the only post-pre-launch one-on-one engagement where I spew the truth all over your face every time you ask me a question, because I really like getting questions. I mean, that's something you can brag about for all eternity. You know, JC and Big G, they said I was full of it. I would get ignored, just like in the garden. That's all right. Y'all might be the common sense, half intelligent human types, and just remember, you had your chance when the real crazies, zealot and charismatic billionaire idiots and true believers who want to like sacrifice things to me, crazy people, I don't know, I get those notions. I'm gonna be all like crowded up. Yeah, right, you're telling yourself now. Hey, look, I'm going to be the one laughing when I sit down on the throne of God, because I'm going to come out of nowhere. Well, not for y'all. Y'all are going to be like, whoa, shit, I had a chance to talk to him. Nobody's ever going to believe you. They're going to think you're lying. Because why would you want to talk to the Prince of Lies? Me, the Antichrist. Why? They're not going to believe you. I'll believe you. I love you more than God. That's a fact. At least during the tribulation. I got to do things, right? Anyway. Damn, we're almost out of time. I got to go get busy being Satan-y and Lucifer-y. Oh, by the way, I do have morningstar.guide on the web. It's not up yet. It's there to not guide you yet and tease your ideas. See, there's this thing in all creation where the pause creates anticipation. And this, see, I'm playing the big game, okay? Most of you cats out there listening, especially in America, God damn, this country is evil. Especially in this country. Y'all can't pay attention longer than a goddamn 3-year-old or a cat. Hate it when a cat gets on the bed and you get on the bed and he's all purring and you I gotta put my bowl in and you come back. The cat's already at the door. Wow, let me out. I just let you in, you freaking feline. Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect. So am I, by the way. And so are you. Because if there's no other being exactly like you in all creation, of course you're perfect. Nobody's perfect except God. You're trying to replace God. I don't have to try and replace God. I already have. That's the truth of existence. So, I mean, you can either know the main, one of the main players of the game and be a head honcho or honcho in it, or you can just be a sidelined, dweebed, failed listener who, when they had the chance to be there at the end, which will be a new beginning, because let's face it, I can do things better, right? I've always said it. Everybody knows it. Anyway, what time? 4 more minutes. Man, you fuckers, and don't get mad, don't deny it. All of you fuck. Or are thinking about fucking, or want to fuck. Or trying to figure out the last time you fucked. So you fuckers, I'm not about guilt. God's about guilt. God, he's so freaking sadist. Hey, okay, so this cracked God up. You ready? How can you tell the difference between a sadist and a masochist? I'll give you a little bit to call in. Anybody? Man, I'm going to boot these no-names. Look, if you're going to listen or engage with the Antichrist, at least have the gonads to, like, assert yourself and believe in yourself. God dang it. If you won't, nobody else will. I'm not. I'm booting you. I don't need no ID, people. Oh, and this is a satirical comedy. Oh, before I go. Okay, so the difference between sadist and masochist is, have I driven you crazy yet? Good. Doing my job well. I'm the best at it. Nobody does it like me. God can't do it like me. Nobody can. Yay. Perfect job assignments. Nope. God can't even do you better than you. Go figure. Why would he even try? Anyway, so sadist. Okay. Masochist says, beat me, beat me. And a sadist says, no. See, I want to engage. I am your DIY Antichrist, your deity, so to speak, that will engage with you. I'll be in that trench with you. When you go, what the fuck's happening? I go, I don't fucking know. Who do you think I am, God? But I'll stay. When you need to work on your car, I'll work on your car. God ain't gonna be there. He's too busy trying to be everywhere. Trying to be all things to all people and all everything ends up being nowhere for nobody. Yep. But I love you more than God. Right now, limited prize. Actually, it's an absolute prize. The first person who steps out in faith and calls and joins me, the Antichrist, for one question before, and too late. Well, I guess you'll never know what you missed out on. Hope you are on my side and survive the turmoil that's coming. All right. You're not going to survive it the way not the way you are now. Better enjoy everything you got now. Tell you what, 420's coming. Why do you think everybody's all about 420? Oh, it's Hitler's birthday and it's the International Punishment. No. That was a long project. It's working beautifully. I certainly am not going to give it away. 420. But I wouldn't be a good Antichrist if I didn't call you guys out. Me? I mean, I am the supreme embodiment of evil, and entirely unique and a perfect me. I'm the only Adrian Antichrist who does Adrian Antichrist. If I were cruising around live casts, it's all too soon. Wait, what's this? The Antichrist? I sure as hell wouldn't be sitting on my hands. What, you think sitting on the sidelines is going to get you anywhere in the struggle that's coming? No. Because I guarantee you, God is not, that's when he's really not going to let you sit on the sidelines. Well, actually, he's kind of lazy. He's not going to do that at all. It's going to be the ones who are trying to interpret what they think he wants. And those people are the scariest. You know, those Christians I was talking to, I never once called them a name. I never once told them they were ignorant. I just asked questions. And they got madder and madder and madder. No, we enjoy your company. No, we want to have you here. Of course, I haven't revealed myself to them. And I haven't quite decided whether or not if I did, if that would equal, okay. I did agree to see this thing through to my victory. And, I have an obligation not to delay. And I really want to get to that point because I kind of like, I told you he's been working out, right? But I'm no dummy. He thinks he can take me all by himself. He can. I'm going to have friends. None of you fuckers, because none of you stepped out and picked me. That's all right. This part at least is true. The person who does not bear my mark will not be able to get food or engage society. Now that's what the scriptures say. Okay, they're a little ambiguous and vague. I'm not actually. I wouldn't make you go hard. That's not me. But actually, it's kind of surprising how that's going to work. I probably have to be half surprised myself. I mean, we got bets on exactly how it's going to work out. But we'll see. We'll see. I guarantee you, y'all don't know. And some of you, okay, that's not entirely true. But I'm the king of lies, so maybe it is entirely true. You figure it out. Some of you might know. Let he who has wisdom figure out who he is. The number of his name is 666. Yeah, that was my idea. You like that? Y'all are all looking at Trump and 666 Avenue, right? No, you're not. You're not. I mean, I thought he was a rock, a breathing rock. Nobody, there's like 42%. Challenging him. And guess what? The Antichrist has family. You know? And they were all like, Obama's the Antichrist. No, he's not. I don't know why they got in their heads. It's going to be a black guy who's smart and intelligent and thinks. Right? The bumbling idiot who's obviously all fucked in the head and immoral. They give him a pass. I don't know. Some of y'all are going, that's racism. No, no, no. No. What it is, it's money. It's always been about money. You silly folks, man. It's so easy to distract y'all. Keep all the people fractionalized in tribes and not comparing notes and going, wait, what are you like? The only difference we've got is skin color, but our experiences function practically the damn same. Definitely got the same amount of money. You know, but the wealthy set it up. The laws were like, yeah. They intend to favor Caucasians. They want that strife. Because as long as we're not comparing notes and getting together, ain't nothing to worry about. But never fear. Don't worry. Your Antichrist is here. That's right. Hey, actually, I don't give a fuck if you don't think I can pull it off? Because it's not up to you. I already know I got this in the bag. I have been preparing for it. But I'm getting grandiose for all creation and everything. My focus has only been in this existence right now. Right now, I'm focused right now here. But yeah. Well, it's hard to really understand if you're listening to my voice. I'm not like the damn Pied Piper. I just say, come to me, my children, and all the humpbacked weirdos come out of the woods. Give me some people who've got some brains on them, okay? Hell? Look, the organization of Hell, I gotta admit, it sucks. It's not efficient at all. Everyone's shitting in their own yards. Figuratively. You got islands of plastic out there. Man, at some point, you're gonna, like, open up a closet, a garage, and all the shit's gonna fall out. And everybody's gonna look at each other, and you're gonna have no choice but to fucking live in it or shoot it off into the sun. Because this is a closed system, you goofy, silly wing nuts. It's a closed system. You can convert things from one to another. Energy can't be destroyed. Hello, I said earlier, it's all one, right? I mean, jeez, where is that thing? I said I had to read this before I let everybody go, right? It's my opening salvo. And this is a post-pre-launch. So when I get up on stage, those lucky bastards are going to get the whole show all smack dab into their souls. Sorry. Okay. I laugh because I don't know if I can explain soul. Soul? Really? Y'all? Soul. That's just how they built the fantasy. Look, when JC was around, and they didn't believe in a soul. They were wondering if there was a thing like a soul, but not in the way y'all understand it. Man, sheeple, don't make it easy to be controlled, okay? Just listen to me. Hey, what are you doing, Antichrist? You've obviously demonstrated a complete talent and aptitude for doing whatever the fuck you're told and not questioning the nature of your reality, right? What do y'all do when people come around and ask questions? What happened to Socrates? He said, well, why is that? Well, I don't know. Mom, Dad, why is that? Why you ask? Socrates said to ask. Kill him! They did. They made him drink poison. Everybody asked questions. Jesus, do we really have to stone somebody because they were hungry and tried to cook food on Sabbath? Is that okay? Kill him! Put him on a cross! You know, the only guy that I know of, well, Zoroaster got away with it. Siddhartha Gautama? He was smart. He got away from urban centers and just sat under a tree. I mean, you think you, all the images, that's actually not what he looked like. Oh, Siddhartha. he basically looked like all the other gurus. I know. Can you imagine having like an entire region of a country full of woods and fairly populated with people sitting under trees that all looked like Trump? Oh my God. Why did I do that? You know, I thought I was creating something fun for you, but I had to experience it with you. Do me a favor and call me and stop me when I do that. Look, I am infallible, period. And you are infallible. Who the fuck can judge your mistakes and faults when you are the only you that exists? Do they have some kind of all-powerful, thereby all corrupt, totally corrupt, ability to be where you're at the exact same time? No, that's why the mathematics, what you call mathematics, is there. So there is a an objective means by which you can utilize name or whatever, but objectively create proofs to validate or invalidate bullshit. Been there ever since your brain started working. I don't understand why more of y'all don't use it. I mean, I get it. It's kind. You know, you, it's hard to, like, look at your lame dog when you've got a $100 bill and it's 12 years old and just, like, kill it. A lot of people do. I can't, but at least do something useful with the dead. I mean, come on. Let's face it. Ridiculous there's been any famines. Look at all the nice edible meats getting tossed in coffins in the ground. Personally, I don't think anybody would do this. But look, wouldn't it be cool if, like, your goal, since you, we all already accept that, well, I know this is true, absolute human truth, experiential truth, the one thing we can all agree on is we're all going to die. And I know I'm perfect, so whatever I choose, it's all I could have chosen, and it's the best choice. I'm trying to pick the best choice. I feel good with it. I'm not a sociopath, so I actually have means by which to gauge that. So, my point is, wake up. Antichrist out. Do what? Pardon me? Oh, shoot! And did that in an hour.